Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight, on June 28th, 2018. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that.
The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Academy of Foreign Languages. If you have any interest in learning a new language or brushing up on existing language skills, you should know about the Academy of Foreign Languages. Located in Palos Verdes, the Academy of Foreign Languages specializes in the art of communication. Their mission is to provide the finest language instruction possible. They recognize that each student has distinctive needs and craft their teaching technique to optimize an individual's particular learning skills. At the Academy of Foreign Languages, they strive to create a comfortable environment conducive to learning. So whether you're learning a new language or would simply like to converse in your native tongue, the Academy of Foreign Languages can accommodate you. For additional information, visit their website at academyofforeignlanguages.com, that's all spelled out, or call 310-975-4133.
I'm your host, Joe Terry, and you can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose, that's what we talk about here in the South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com and executive producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I am inconsolable, Joe. I am inconsolable.
Oh, no. What? What happened?
Well, did you see my weekend guide this morning?
Yes, it passed through my inbox.
Okay, you didn't read it yet. Well, my opening paragraph was about the fiasco debacle of the fireworks this year in the South Bay, and particularly in Redondo Beach and Rat Beach, the new Rat Beach fireworks. They're not new. They're just renamed. And word just came out this morning that they're canceled. The Rat Beach fireworks are canceled on the 4th of July.
Of the city transitioning to July 1st or what?
Well, that Redondo decided back in December to move the fireworks to Sunday, July 1st, because the 4th of July is on a Wednesday, which is kind of ridiculous. Right. I mean, what are they going to do? Are they going to move Christmas because it's inconvenient? You know, so that was and in the words of several city council members, it was a bonehead decision. All right. It was just a stupid decision. So the Seaside Lagoon is going to have their fireworks on the 1st, on Sunday. All right.
Right.
Now,
right.
The privately funded fireworks that have been going on off Torrance Beach for 17 years, last year we didn't have them, remember? Because the Brills family funded it for all those years, and then Jackie Brills died, and after that year they decided we're not going to do this anymore. So last year there was no fireworks off of Torrance Beach. This year, or late last year, there was a GoFundMe site. Somebody put together a GoFundMe site to collect money so they could bring back those fireworks, but they didn't get enough. And as you know, Mike Russell from Padone's Pizza stepped up. He's going to fund the fireworks, I think, three of the next 6 years, put up $50,000. I guess they raised another $20,000, and they, you know, applied to do what they're calling the Rat Beach fireworks off of, you know, Torrance Beach. Well, the city of Torrance, down move, said, okay, it's going to cost you $50,000 to get the permit from us. So they just announced the Breeze and the Easy Reader came out, the Daily Breeze, the Easy Reader, the Beach Reporter, they all came out this morning with the article that it's been canceled. So there are not going to be any fireworks off of Torrance Beach this year. So the closest ones are now, City of Torrance has theirs at the Civic Center. And then El Segundo will have theirs in El Segundo. So that's that.
Yeah. And the city of Torrance is basically saying, well, there's transportation, costs,
Police, fire,
police
you know,
costs,
services, police and fire, all that stuff. You know, they have to direct the traffic and everything. And but the thing is, it's my understanding they never charged the Brill's family for that for 17 years. You know, they would waffle back and forth on it, and they never charged them for it. So no fireworks
Wow.
for the 4th of July this year. Kind
Right.
of sucky. But on
Yeah.
the other hand, we have some very exciting news that we're going to talk about today. Not news,
Okay.
the topic we're going to discuss. And I'm very, very
Yeah.
excited about this. I'm very,
Yeah,
very
it's
excited.
special. And I'm so excited, Jackie, that we're going to be featuring something that's going to be happening in Torrance. For the longest time, we cover the South Bay, and certainly Torrance is the big dog in the South
The
Bay,
big dog in
and
the South Bay,
yes,
yes.
they are. They are the tail that wags the dog. And now we're going to cover something that's exciting that's going to be happening in Torrance. Jackie, who are our guests today?
Our guests this morning are Chef Michael Schaefer, owner of The Depot, David Wolfram, president of Destination Art, Lori Latham Brandt, co-owner of the Red Car Brewery and Restaurant, and Rebecca Scherer, owner of Organically at Your Best Spa. Now, Chef Schaefer opened The Depot in 1991. Deft and imaginative, Michael's menu draws from his whole experience. Serious foodies are delighted, the sophisticated palate sated, yet his playfulness prevails without pretension. Barbara Fairchild of Bon Appetit has called him one of the few chefs today who actually seems to be having fun in the kitchen. Michael continues to distinguish himself in the community, headlining a handful of annual local fundraisers as well as in the culinary world. He is a certified executive chef with the American Culinary Federation, and in 1997 was recognized as a rising star of American cuisine by the James Beard Foundation, who invited Schaefer to cook as a guest chef in their distinguished series at their New York headquarters. He has been nominated Chef of the Year 3 times by the Southern California Restaurant Writers Association. Michael has also raised millions of dollars for a wide variety of charities. He personally hosts 2 events a year, one for Pediatric Therapy Network and one for the Scott Newman Center. Each event raises over $100,000 a year. In addition, Michael donates time, money, and his culinary skills to other community charities, including the Torrance Education Foundation, Palos Verdes Education Foundation, the Wellness Community, Little Company of Mary, For Our Children, the Concern Foundation, and the Palos Verdes Arts Center. Michael has been a staple for the past more than 15 years at the Torrance Area Chamber of Commerce's annual Food and Wine Festival, and he donates over $5,000 worth of gift certificates or in-kind donations to other nonprofit groups. Now, David Wolfram was born in Buffalo, New York, moved to California in 1975. He is a founding board member and studio artist at Destination Art, an art co-op in Old Torrance. He became president in April of 2018. He also teaches, does workshops and demos, and judges shows for Southern California art groups. He graduated with distinction from Art Center College of Design in Pasadena in 1985 with a BA in illustration. He was employed for almost 22 years as a toy designer and design manager at Mattel, Inc. Now, after leaving the corporate life, inspired by the California Impressionists, David began expressing himself as a fine artist. He currently divides his time painting between working in oils and pastels and likes to paint whenever possible en plein air. And I'm going to have to get the correct pronunciation on that, en plein air. Lori Latham Brandt is the co-owner of the Red Car Brewery and Restaurant. She and her husband, Bob, purchased a historic building in Old Downtown Torrance in 1999, and with redevelopment incentives from the City of Torrance, opened the doors of the Red Car Brewery in 2000. They were economic pioneers in an area of Torrance which now boasts close to 10 breweries. Since the day the Red Car opened for business, Lori has been guided by the desire to create a warm, friendly, and unpretentious place for the community to feel at home. She's also made it a point to actively involve herself in her business to make the community stronger through charitable giving and volunteerism. Lori is the current chairwoman of the Torrance Area Chamber of Commerce, and in prior years has served as the membership chair and was named Switzer Center Woman of the Year for 2018. She is a member of the PTA and received the Honorary Service Award in 2010. Lori currently serves as the VP of the South High Track and Field Booster Club. Now, Red Car Brewery supports many nonprofit organizations with donations of food, beverage, and time. to the Cancer Support Center, Providence Trinity Care Hospice, Torrance and PV Education Foundations, Pediatric Therapy Network, in addition to local schools and churches. Now, Rebecca Scher opened her spa organically at Your Best 6 years ago in Redondo Beach with the intent for clients to feel heard and not rushed through her services. She wanted them to feel like they were at home, part of the OAYB family, and that each service they booked was customized for their needs at any given moment. As a Torrance native, she always had a love of downtown Torrance, and after looking at a few spaces, ended up OAYB, organically at Your Best, ended up in its new location on beautiful El Prado Avenue. Rebecca is happy to be a part of such an amazing and supportive community within downtown Torrance. She likes that she feels like she moved her spa to the perfect location and looks forward to building lasting relationships with other local business owners while finding ways to collaborate and promote one another. Now, Organically at Your Best Spa has been voted the Daily Breeze Reader's Choice Favorite Day Spa every year for the last 6 years. And she's built a very loyal and supportive following. So, Joe, as we mentioned this morning, we're going to learn about the upcoming Downtown Torrance Art Walk, which is taking place this Saturday, June 3rd, from 4 to 7 p.m. Rebecca, David, Laurie, Chef, welcome to the program. We are thrilled you could join us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us today, all of you. This is, as a radio host, I love it when I get a full palette to work with in the language of art. There is a full palette of colors here. We have a day spa, we have a brewery and restaurant, we have a fine dining restaurant, and we have an art studio or an artist and a gallery. This is quite a transformation for downtown Torrance, and I think any downtown in the South Bay would be proud to have these businesses there, but it's in Torrance. So let me start with you, Rebecca. 6 years, voted the best day spa, and you're kind of the young one on the block. Yes, you're very welcome. What is it, Rebecca, about downtown Torrance that makes it such a great walkable place and obviously becoming a powerful economic engine?
You know, it's just been a great move for my spa. Being in Redondo was wonderful for 6 years, but then coming to downtown Torrance, I could just feel the support immediately from other businesses and from potential clients coming in and meeting us right when we opened up. In Redondo, we really didn't have that community. I mean, we had a community that we felt when we go to the chamber and stuff like that, but we were kind of isolated and more in a residential area. So for me, coming to downtown Torrance just felt like the right space to gain clientele and also gain professional relationships with other businesses.
Well, Torrance has a downtown.
Torrance has
right?
a downtown.
Torrance has a downtown, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And I say, I don't want to say this in an angry way, but Redondo had a powerful Visitors Bureau and Chamber of Commerce before it was decimated recently by political decisions. But now it's not as powerful, and so Torrance is really a happening place. Chef Schaefer, there are restaurants of inestimable value here in the South Bay. Jackie and I often talk about the food in the South Bay being among the best in the country. I mean, it really is a destination, the South Bay, for food and foodies from around the country and perhaps even the world. Tell us a little bit about what it's like to be, you know, a chef in this community and downtown Torrance in particular.
Well, the great thing about Torrance and the South Bay is that it is such a great community. I've worked in 5 countries and 30 different cities over the past 47 years I've been in the business, and the past 27 that I've been here in the South Bay has proven to be a home away from home. It's the community comes out to support everyone, and that's why this art walk is so nice. That it's a great way to take a Saturday afternoon stroll and also visit all the shops and see all the people and see the growth of downtown Torrance. When I opened the place up 27 years ago, across from the depot was a empty parking lot with broken glass and a crack hotel. And through the efforts of the city and the redevelopment agencies, we've turned this into a spotlight like it was 100 years ago when it first opened.
I think, David, when we talk about these events, and this is what we're here to talk about, but there's something really important about calling that the Downtown Torrance Art Walk. Art always leads. Tell me about that experience, that art leads and binds the food and the drink and the day spa and the restaurant. It binds the community and the event together in a way that no other element could. Tell us a little bit about that and what it's like to be an artist in downtown Torrance.
Well, we're certainly excited about this event. This is the third year we've had this, and it's grown every year. And I think it is a big draw, and it's great for people to be able to walk the streets of Torrance and discover all different aspects of, you know, art in Torrance. I'm even surprised we walked the route and discovered some interesting places I had never known who showcased their own art, in addition to the artists that we'll have on the streets and in different businesses along the way. Destination Art is an artist's co-op, and we have studios there, we have a gallery, and we also have associate artists who aren't currently residing there, but have they range anywhere from talented professionals down to beginning artists. They have an associate show. We're having the reception at Destination Art to coincide with the art walk, and we're having a lot of, like, the mayor and a lot of dignitaries will be there. But it's a great opportunity to see a lot of what's going on at Destination Art, but also to see art all over Torrance.
Right. And can I break it?
Oh, wait one
yeah,
second.
Please.
I just want to mention something. You know, David, Destination Art, it's a co-op. It's an artist co-op. It's so interesting because the South Bay has so many great art groups, you know, and I know that several of them, most of them, have been looking for a home for years. And they just haven't had any luck. Is Destination Art the only physical home of artists in the South Bay that you're aware of?
I believe it is. It was partly founded because there really was the place to showcase South Bay artists. So we got together. We also wanted to have a collaborative place to work. We all worked in our own studios, and it's much nicer to have this collaborative environment. And we're also doing a lot of charitable things and other community-oriented things as well.
Yeah, it's right. Nice. It's nice they have a home.
It is. It's wonderful. And studios, and that's the magic of having artists together, is that collaboration. And then Lori Latham Brandt, when we talk about Red Car Brewery in this location, what was it like when you started that first year? Did you see what downtown Torrance would be? Did you hope? What was your feeling then?
Well, I think that when we looked at it, it was, as Michael said, where we are located, when we purchased that property, it was an empty parking lot that used to be a U-Haul. And the building is, just going to be 100 years old next year. So it was built in 1928. So it was definitely an interesting spot. Nothing. I mean, I remember talking to the bank, and they looked at me like I was crazy that tumbleweeds were going down the street. And everyone said, oh, downtown Torrance, the connotation of it being negative. But I knew that Michael had done a great job there. And we had done a study with some folks that in Denver in regards to what breweries can bring to an area and bring synergy and a sense of community. So we were in hopes, and we believed that that location needed a brewery. Torrance did not have a brewery, and all the beach cities did. So we were in on it early back in the day. And you couldn't open a tap room at the time because it was against the law. It was a brewery restaurant concept. So we believed in that area all along, and we're finally starting to see all the wonderful things. We participated in the art walk, you know, from day one, just because we do believe in the community coming out and taking a stroll, like Michael said, down the streets of downtown Torrance and visiting the eateries and the little shops.
Right. So it turns out.
If I might interject just for a second. You mentioned the diversity of the four of us, but we're all artists in our own right. It's an art to make really good beer. It's an art to make someone feel welcome and safe in a spa environment, especially with some of the craziness out there. Of course, the artist himself at the center, and I believe I was an art teacher. That's what I went to college for. 40 years ago, and I taught K through 4th, and I believe that I'm still an artist in the way I create food and ambiance and the whole thing at the restaurant. So we're all artists in our own right, and it's almost essential that we support the more fine arts sort of concept. So that's really the whole thing of why the community's coming together here.
Well, Chef, I mean, this is something that I hope the listeners will really take away from this, is that business, small business, is very creative. Small business is, you know, the mother of invention. You have to adjust. You have to be flexible. You have to be willing to pivot. You have to, you know, the backbone of our economy are small businesses, where most of the employment is done.
Totally,
it's something
agree.
That is lost, isn't it? I think it's lost on the general public that small business is extremely creative. What is it about our community here in the South Bay, and it's throughout the South Bay, from El Segundo south to San Pedro and all in between? What is it about being here? Is it the ocean? Is proximity to the ocean that makes it such a place where people just, you know, want to dig in and make something work because they want to be here?
I really think that we try harder because we're not the West Side. You know?
We
try harder and we're more successful because we're not the West Side. We're not a trend. We're a staple. And that really makes a difference. I mean, I've been here 27 years. In dog years, that's like 10 million for restaurants.
Oh, you know, Chef, I got, you know, it's so sad because I keep my finger on the pulse of what's happening throughout the South Bay. And it's amazing to me just this past week, just driving around. I went to a little cafe. I generally will run in and get a burger. It's not that cafe anymore. It's gone.
Yeah.
It's something else, you know, and I hear about so many closings, and what is it, like 1 in 10 restaurants that open will succeed? The numbers are insane. So
90% of all restaurants fail in the first year.
Wow. It's unbelievable.
It's a tough business, and Lori and I commiserate over it a lot, but we also are, it's an addiction. It because it's such a personal art form, like being a real artist, it's your personality. It absorbs every ounce of energy that you have to be there and successful on a daily basis. And it's the same thing with a painting. You know, you do a painting and you put your heart and soul onto this canvas, and then you wait for reaction, and hopefully you have the right reaction. So these artists who are going to be out here on Saturday throughout the whole downtown area. We've got, I think, 21 artists. Is that correct?
Something in that range, yes. You know, between, you know, I know we have people in different places. We, of course, we all have, you know, have our show at Destination Art as well, but we have a lot of other artists placed. Like Rebecca has been a supporting art for years, and I know we have like 5 artists in Organically at Your Best, and so there's a lot of diversity out there.
So
OAYB.
Yeah.
Easy abbreviation.
Well, you know,
go ahead,
Rebecca.
I was just going to say, I've just had a love of art for years. I'm not an artist as far as painting, but I agree with what Michael's saying and Chef Schaefer and how it is an art form in all of our businesses. I think just creating the experience that we do for our clients at the spa and creating it to be different and customized for what they need and not be rushed out is definitely an art form too. But I also have had a love of arts, and like David said, I have supported the arts since the beginning of my spa. I've had art shows there with the thanks of Penny Castiger helping me. She's a well-known woman in the art world in the South Bay, and she's helped me put together shows for the last almost 6 years. And that's another reason why I was so drawn to downtown Torrance and the love of art within the community. And I'm so excited to be a part of the Art Walk.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, Joe, downtown Torrance, there is an actual downtown, and it's a functioning downtown, as opposed to a lot of other cities have a downtown, but it's like 90% women's boutiques or something to that effect. And no, seriously,
right.
And restaurants and women's boutiques, but downtown Torrance has all of those things that you need in your day-to-day life. There's the upholsterer. There's the breakfast spot. There's the, a couple of years ago, I drove to downtown Torrance and just walked the downtown with my camera and took a bunch of pictures of storefronts. And it's every service that you could possibly need. You know, they're screaming in Manhattan Beach, in downtown Manhattan Beach, trying to keep it the downtown of old, where your shoe repair guy was and your little local bakery and stuff like that, and they're losing it because of the high rents. So downtown Torrance is big enough. I love the way it's laid out. You've got all the services and merchandise you need there. And on top of it, there are a lot of historical buildings, you know, which, again, today, these days, people come in and they tear down buildings and put up new stuff. But Torrance has these historical buildings, which gives it all the charm.
Right.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
Well, and the Historical Society is right around the corner. So I know that when we purchased that property, they were super concerned that we were going to do something. But I'm from the Midwest, and I was like, I don't understand this strip mall concept that we have here in California. So
yeah.
I was determined to, you know, everything's a strip mall. It's like, oh, the fanciest restaurant's in a strip mall. And I was like, I don't understand that concept at all. So we made sure that we kept everything as it is in that building because it does give it that character and charm. I mean, that was someone's handiwork 100 years ago.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No,
I feel
the exact same way, Lori. If it's in a strip mall, I won't eat there. It's just the weirdest thing. It's the strip mall. I don't get it.
I don't either.
I feel that come to the crux of it. Now let's talk about the event coming up on Saturday, the 30th of June. David, do you have a schedule or a list of the artists that are going to be displaying their work?
So as I mentioned before, we have our associate show in our gallery. Normally you have our gallery artists in there 11 months of the year, but for 1 month of the year, they graciously give the gallery over to our associates, who are an important component of Destination Art. So we're having the awards ceremony there at 5:00. And then we will have artists out in the streets at different venues. We'll be in the Depot parking lot at the Depot. We'll have actually Torrance Artist Guild is at Red Car Brewery. We have other people at different venues on the streets or also inside businesses. It's a chance to see, and plus a lot of businesses actually have their own art. I was really impressed with the Black Raven Tattoo Gallery. They have their own collection of art. It's truly different, and I just actually fell in love with their collection. So it's a really hidden gem that people won't normally see. So at 5 o'clock is the awards ceremony, and I think everybody will be hitting the streets before and after that.
Okay. And if I may interject, if you start off at the gallery, you will then get a map where you could follow the walking map of the whole event.
Right.
And also, if I mention, we have probably the most free parking or easy parking in downtown Torrance as well. Sometimes it gets pretty busy down there, so if you need a place to park, a good place to start, Destination Art would be a good place.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's another good thing. They've got good parking in downtown Torrance, which not many other South Bay cities can boast that. Listen, Joe, let's do a really really quick station break and we'll come back.
Well, we are thrilled, ladies and gentlemen, to be celebrating downtown Torrance. You're listening to the South Bay Show, and we're talking about the Downtown Torrance Art Walk 2018. All taking place this coming Saturday, June 30th, from 4 to 7 p.m. There will be maps available if you just park close to or near Destination Art. You can pick up a map, and then you can visit all of the artists and the businesses that will be displaying art. And it should be a wonderful afternoon and early evening in downtown Torrance. And you get to see some of the great things going on there. So join us. We're going to have a great time. And we're having a great time today because we're talking with Chef Schaefer and David Wolfram and Lori Latham Brandt and Rebecca Shear at OAYB. I love saying that, Rebecca. OAYB. So what, Rebecca, I wanted to do different things than we did at the top of the show. What is organically at your best?
So when I was coming up with my spa name, it took me a little while to figure out the right thing, of course. And then I came back to the fact that organic products and kind of the organic lifestyle has always been important to me, especially as an esthetician. Because the skin is the largest organ, I think organic products are the most important thing for your face and your body. And so I knew organic should be in the name. And then my friends and I, whenever we liked something, we always told each other we were at our best. And so it kind of came together for me one day. I thought it sounded really long, but then it kind of flowed as well. And then eventually we have abbreviated a little bit as OAYB too. And it's just worked. It's helped us, you know, get a lot of be able to be found a little easier online, since a lot of people are searching for organic skincare these days as well. So it's definitely helped us be found a little bit easier, as well as just has become a good name within our spa.
Yeah.
OAYB. OAYB.
OAYB.
OAYB. OAYB.
I like
Lori.
Thank you.
Yeah. Lori, I wanted to talk to you about I guess the Red Car Brewery, the term is it's a brew pub. Yes, it's
correct.
Is that the correct. Yeah. Yeah. Because I have a list. It's so funny. I started doing my website 7 years ago, and about a year later is when the breweries really started popping up in the South Bay. As of today, my list is at 22, with three more coming online.
Three more coming into La Mita, which is exciting.
La Mita. Yeah, that's really exciting. So So when you first started, there were no breweries in Torrance. How many are in Torrance now? One, two, three, four?
Yeah. I think
no,
we've got almost a dozen.
We
have like 10. We have 10. So,
wow.
Yeah. And they're tap rooms, but we love that because obviously people learn about beer. You know, Bob always says, who's my husband and my partner, he always says, like, well, I wish I just could have been like a brewer and just sit back and brew beer all day long. But the restaurant concept was the only way we could do what we wanted to do. And, you know, he was involved in some, both of us were involved in Orange County. I came from the clothing industry, and that's how I found Red Car Property, going to meet a client over having dinner in downtown Torrance. And the whole concept of breweries, it just definitely brings people together. And it is an artist world. I mean, you know, as far as creations of all the beers that Bob brews is all from his creation. I mean, from, you know, his history of 25 years of brewing. So it's super
exciting.
It really is.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And I have visited, I think, most of the breweries in the South Bay. Not all of them. No, maybe not even most. Maybe about 15. I haven't been to all of them yet. But every one of them, their beers are all completely original. It's amazing to me. I mean, seriously, this is just happening. I mean, this is just the South Bay where we're going on 24 breweries. We know it was going on in Denver and Seattle and other places, San Diego, before this. But goodness, I mean, does anybody drink Bud Light anymore? Does anybody drink Bud Light?
We were just having a conversation with a customer yesterday. He was laughing because I guess PBR has had its research of like being like the hip, trendy, cool beer with millennials. And I was like, oh, is that the new beer then? Miller Lite, Bud Light, all gone away, but PBR is cool, along with all the microbrews.
Yeah.
So it was super funny to hear that guy say that to us as far as, you know, trying our pale ale and talking about PBR in the same conversation.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jeff.
I am in awe of the craft brew movement in the South Bay, the speed at which it's grown, the power, as we all know, most of us know, but perhaps some listeners don't know, there's a national impact of the brewing going on in the South Bay. There are brews that are being distributed nationally from our little community. This is amazing.
I was going to say it is because, you know, when we first went to the city, I remember them saying to us, are you guys going to have a pool table? And we were like, I don't understand what you're talking about. And then they didn't understand the concept. So Bob and I being the first, we were the pioneers in the beginning, and they saw how successful it was. They saw how communities embrace breweries. They liked a local brew. They liked something that just came off of the tap. They liked freshness. And it did it. It just went like, you know, Strand was the next one after, you know, it took 8 years, but then Strand, you know, took the ball and ran with it. And then Smog City and Monkish. So it's been kind of cool. I mean, Bob and I feel like the old people on the block, you know, oldies, but goodies maybe.
For the audience, Lori, can you talk a little bit about the struggle to get legal tap rooms? And the impact that makes on a small brewery just getting started, the ability to invite the public into their space to actually serve alcohol and then a few snacks, not a restaurant necessarily, but just a few snacks, maybe packaged goods. Talk about that struggle, which went all the way to the state capitol. Talk about that.
It was a big struggle for those folks. I mean, I think that what everyone compared us to, or did not compare in the back in the day till the argument was, look at the wineries. You allow them to come to their wineries and be able to taste.
Right.
What is the difference? And I don't, I think a lot of the distributors, everyone had a little bit of hand in that pot. So they were like, oh, we're going to lose money. But I don't really think the loss of money, I mean, back to the entrepreneurial world, I mean, it's important that we have choices. I mean, as a consumer, everyone wants choices. And our consumers these days are much more savvy. They have different food shows. They have beer shows. They have beer blogs. And I think it's good that we offered that to the public. But it was a big struggle, and now they're struggling again with the different licenses for people to sell off-premise. It's been really hard for self-distribution for these smaller breweries that have come on board in Torrance to do that, and that's the fight that's going on now at the state capitol. You know, we were just up there recently with the chamber. So it's a hard struggle, but it goes back to, like we all talked about, the entrepreneurship and being able, small businesses is a driving force, and it's not going to go away.
Right. People need to know that this is a local success fought in Sacramento. This is a local success, but it's fought in Sacramento.
Wow.
Local. Not me.
Blue sky smiling at me.
I have no idea what that is.
It wasn't me. It sounds like the songs of Prohibition, doesn't it? It sounded like, talking about alcohol, Prohibition.
I have no idea what that was. That was very strange. did we get hacked? No, you know something? We also have to give credit. We have to give credit to the city as well.
Because
I know that, Lori, you guys were the trailblazers with that. But then once Strand opened, and we talked to Rich about that. We've had him on the show, and he said the city was great and ran with this. And then, as you said, now 12 breweries in Torrance. That's just amazing. That's just amazing.
Right. It is. It really is. And it's a huge success for all of us. It, like you said, I mean, I just read something where Monkish was in Brooklyn, and they were doing a co-op brew with a collab brew with someone in Brooklyn, and it's a cool thing. I mean, we are this little small town in Torrance, but we're really not a small town in Torrance when it comes to the brew world.
No, you're the big dogs. You're the big dog. I want to get back to the art walk. All right, now, I enjoy art. I don't know much about it, but I know what I like. I enjoy getting out to see different things, and like the brewery world, there's always something new and exciting happening in art. It's funny. The last couple of years, I've seen a lot of stuff. People working with wax. There's a term for it, which I can't remember, but it's very.
It would be encaustic.
Encaustic. That's it. Yes, I've been seeing those at different art shows, but it's so funny because, back in the day, decades ago, you could go to different places. Like Santa Fe has a famous, I don't know that they called it an art walk, but it was like a gallery night where all of the galleries on the street open up on Thursday night. They stay open late, and you walk from gallery to gallery, and you go in and you have a little wine and cheese and you see the stuff. But what I love about art walks, specifically in a downtown area, is you get to discover a neighborhood that you might not be familiar with. So people that have not been to Torrance can come into downtown on a casual evening, walk from place to place. Everybody is welcome. Everything is open. And you're not only seeing the art, but you're discovering the businesses. I mean, an art walk is, I think it's a win-win-win. It's a win for the city. It's a win for the businesses. It's a win for the artists. I think it's a win-win-win for everybody. Anybody have an opinion?
Totally agree. Again, we want to showcase the artists. And Jackie, that for years I've been promoting local music also here in the South Bay.
Yes.
Again, another form of art that is something that needs to be celebrated, not hidden away. And the whole concept of doing live performances, whether it be the real artist sitting there in front of their painting to explain it or someone with a guitar, it's still a form of art. And the same thing Bob is making some phenomenal beers over there. He really is. And we've got this great tattoo artist now, Raven Tattoos there. Plus, we've got the antique shops. All of this stuff is, you know, the old trash to treasure concept. And it's just a great area to walk around. And with all the new vibe of a bunch of new restaurants down here, and just it's just become a really great community. And it reminds me of growing up in New York, where the community was always out.
Right.
You know, we weren't hiding in our homes. You know, we were out walking around.
Well, I'm glad you said something about Black Raven. You know, Black Raven Tattoo. Tiffany is a phenomenal artist, and she has some amazing artists on her team, including herself. If you do get a chance to walk, I mean, folks that listening, they need to check it out because it's really, really, it's awesome. When I saw some of her portfolio, I mean, I came from the clothing world, and my jaw dropped because of some of the stuff that she puts out. It's really awesome.
Ooh, Joe, we may be leaving the art world with a little silk here.
Jackie, I think you need a tattoo also. You know, something like The Weekender, you know?
I mean, I found it to be a really interesting collection they have. It, you know, it's on the walls. It isn't just about tattoos. It's about her view of what she loves in art, and I think that really translates well for the art walk.
I think so too.
I can't wait to see it. I've never been there, and so I am so looking forward to that. But, you know, getting back to, you know, as we were just saying, it's a win-win-win for everybody, and what Joe was talking about earlier, you know, in today's economic climate, you know, the internet, the World Wide Web, and we hear about all of these, you know, brick and mortar is going the way of the dinosaur, right? You know, malls are, they're, you know, bad, you know, because everybody's buying everything online. And so what Joe was saying earlier, these brick and mortar mom and pop shops, you have to be creative. You know, you have to be creative in getting people in the door. And this art walk just I think helps that out tremendously. Get people out of their house, away from their screens, on their feet, walking around, being in physical spaces, and seeing what that neighborhood has to offer.
Right.
Totally agree.
Right.
Yeah.
It's so cool, and we're constantly doing events like this in downtown Torrance. We reformed our Downtown Torrance Business Association, and we're planning to do events throughout the fall and stuff like that. And of course, we will notify you, but we want to bring people out in the community to just walk around. It's good for your heart. It's good for the community. It's good for everybody. And it just reminds me of, you know, I'm only 62 years old, but it still reminds me of the old times when not everybody hid in their car. They actually got out and walked around and said hello to people. And it's a great thing. You know, the Historical Society is doing Rock Around the Clock. I can't remember the date. It's in the next couple weeks. But this is an old-time car show, and it raises money for the downtown the Torrance Historical Society. And it's a great event also, just to bring people out of their norm and have them walk around. I mean, everybody does it.
Yeah, Chef,
well, yeah,
you're
rock,
so right. go ahead,
no,
Lori.
It's true. No, but it's so crazy because that we need to share that we do have that downtown and want everybody to come visit because, like you said, Jackie, those are kind of like going away and there are no downtown areas. And it's all, you know, we have the cool thing about downtown Torrance is our community definitely supports us. I mean, they know we support them, so they're out there coming. So I hope anyone who's listening does come down and join us because everyone who comes down always is like, oh, I have no idea this is here. This is like Mayberry RFD.
Right.
We have experienced that with the spa too, which has been really great. A lot of our clients that have come from the beach cities and everything come and they haven't even seen downtown Torrance before and they're just blown away and they're taking time to walk around afterwards, having lunch and shopping. And so it really is kind of a hidden gem, but it's great that this art walk's happening because I think it'll just bring out even more people.
Oh, it will.
Yeah,
it definitely will.
And there are a lot of new things coming every day, too. Like we have artists at Monarch Ballroom, which just opened up, and that's a new dance facility. And the owner also has his own art on the walls as well.
And he's also an award-winning ballroom dancer, an international award-winning ballroom dancer.
Yeah.
I found that out about him. He's amazing.
But you should check out his Instagram. You should see some of the poses and some of the stuff that they put out on that Monarch Ballroom. I mean, it makes you want to run down there and be a dancer, or at least try.
No hope for me.
I did Dancing with the South Bay Stars 1 year. I don't need to do that again, but I do enjoy watching it. Maybe they'll have a maybe they'll be doing some demonstrations of the proper way to dance. Chef Schaefer, what you were saying about getting people out and walking, I remember a couple not this year. I think it was last year. The CA 101 exhibit that the Redondo Beach Arts Group puts together, they did it in a vacant space over on Avenue I a couple of years ago. And I knew it was coming up and everything, but for whatever reason, I was in Riviera Village. I had a couple of errands to run, and I saw all these people walking around like normal, like a regular city. People walking around, groups of people, couples, families, and they're walking around. I was like, what are all these people doing on the street? And then I went, oh, it's the art exhibit. So people were coming from all over to see this exhibit. And then afterwards or before, they were walking around. They were going into the shops. They were eating in the restaurants. I think it's fantastic. I think it's fantastic. I think art walks are just the thing.
Well, it's not only, Torrance, it's not only the art walk. Twice a week we have one of the highest rated organic farmers markets.
Yes.
It's the staple for most farmers markets or the standard bearer for most farmers markets. And it's amazing how large it's gotten over the years of more and more vendors. And again, it's just, go there and take a walk, and you see people walking their dogs in Wilson Park, and it's just so much fun that when the group decided to do the art walk, I said, it's perfect. It just carries on this whole concept of community getting out and putting away their cell phones for a minute and looking at something besides a screen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Downtown LA.
Well, Lori,
driving to Third Street or wherever, and seeing different galleries over there, and paying $25 to park and all that.
Lori, that's Joe and I's whole thing in life. Is the last thing we want to do ever is get on a freeway.
I agree.
We have no interest. We have no interest in getting on a freeway.
Zero.
None.
Zero.
Zero.
That's why we live in the South Bay. We don't have to.
Right.
What a wonderful discussion. We have a few minutes left. We want to make sure that we do justice to any points of interest that you want to point out, David, for people that they might not notice just looking at the map, or any other things you want to point out about the artists that are going to be represented.
Well, on the streets, as I mentioned, we are having our associate show in our gallery, which also doubles as a teaching space during the course of the year. Our gallery artists, who are all fantastic artists and very diverse, will be on the streets and in the businesses around Torrance. I think we have 10 artists on the streets at different places in Old Torrance. And the map is actually laid out so you can walk and follow sequentially pretty well and end up pretty much back where he started.
Oh, good. I need a map. I don't like to get lost, and I don't like to miss things, so I like the maps.
And if you don't start to see a chart, there's other – I think every business has copies of the map. as well.
And if
and
you do get lost, you can always stop into one of our local restaurants and have a cocktail, and
there
then you'll feel much better about being lost.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that. Listen, let's go through each guest and give us your website or how people can contact you, you know, just general information. Chef Schaefer, you want to start?
DepotRestaurant.com. That easy.
That easy.
We'd love
okay.
to have you come down here.
Lori?
We're at RedCarBrewery.com.
RedCarBrewery.com. Rebecca?
OrganicallyAtYourBest.com, and we're on Facebook and Instagram too, offering organic facials, massage, waxing, Reiki, and eyelash extensions.
Perfect. And David?
We are www.destination-art.net, and we have studios where you can see artists' work. We have a gallery where you have some fantastic local artists, and we have classes as well.
And David, what is the website for the Downtown Torrance Art Walk?
Do we have a website for the Art Walk? I don't have that information. You know, we can go to our website and get that.
Okay, well, if you don't have a website after this year, you're going to have a website.
Maybe we will.
If you just type in Downtown Torrance Art Walk, several things will pop up, including the listing on my website. And this is happening this Saturday, June 30th, from 4 to 7 p.m., all right? It's going to be beautiful because it's a little inland, so you're not going to have that miserable June gloom bothering you. And we all know the sun pops up about 5:30, so it's going to be perfect. Now, does anybody have a list of your sponsors that you want to give them a shout-out? Because we always like to thank you. Can't you know these things don't happen in thin air. You need support, and we always like to give a shout out to sponsors. So, does anybody have sponsors that they want to thank?
Well, really, it's the Art Center. It's Destination Art that is the catalyst through this whole thing. They've been so proactive in getting local artists. Giving local artists a place to show their artwork, that they're the only ones who need any recognition in my view. I mean, they're just such a force in the neighborhood.
Well, I disagree with Chef Schaefer on that. I think we're really happy to be part of this whole community, and I think we're just glad that we ended up in such a great spot to be. And I know Chef Schaefer was a huge supporter of ours in the beginning, and we thank him for that. He helped us get this whole thing going with the city, and he cut a lot of red tape, and we've just been enjoying being part of the DTA, and so I think it's a win-win for everybody.
And so the Downtown Torrance Association, the city got it rolling, and I don't know, are you working with the chamber?
Yeah, the chamber definitely. We Margaret used to come in and talk about it a lot. All the members of Wichita, large businesses and small businesses, know about Destination Art, and they're grateful that they have come to Torrance. And definitely partner with them a little bit in regards to getting people down there and sharing. Actually, I know that there's several. I know Meredith Grenier has been there. She said she was at Destination Art. I just saw her at the Torrance Culture Arts Center Music Festival, and she said that she comes to Destination Art quite often. So I think that it definitely has its name out there in the South Bay. I know they've worked really diligently, like Michael said. So we're excited that we hope a lot of people will come and share with us the excitement.
Hey, David, I have to ask you real quick. David, I got to ask you real quick. Right across the street from downtown, from Destination Art, there is a building there. It's on a triangular lot. I know that they have a big neon sign up now. Are they going to be taking part in this? Do you know?
No, they are not part of the Art Walk. I think the Art Walk is definitely focused more towards downtown Torrance.
Okay. All right. Okay. I just was asking because... Guess who built that building? Anybody?
I'll guess.
No.
Guess?
No idea.
Oh. No,
well,
no
my
idea.
Husband and, my husband and I did.
Oh.
What? Yeah. Yeah, we, yeah, we, yeah, we, that, yeah. Yeah, we did that. And we kept it for a couple of years, leased it up, and then we sold it. Yep. It's a
yeah.
cool building.
Yeah.
Great
cool.
design.
It is a cool building.
It was an old parking lot. It was an old, I think it was a Pac Bell parking lot that, yeah. Anyway, all right, so we're
thanks
done.
Thanks, everybody. We're done.
Done?
Thanks,
we're
everyone,
done.
For
okay.
joining us.
Thank you.
And, of course, thanks, Jackie.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure. This Saturday, June 30th, 4 to 7 p.m., Chef Schaefer, David, Lori, Rebecca, thank you so much, and we'll see you down there.
Sounds
thank
great.
You.
See you then.
All right.
Thank you. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.